anybody in here that you feel me from where you sit?
You preach it.
Now the text declares, nor standeth in the way of the sinner. You know how we missed the mark in this walk with Jesus? He mentioned it earlier about, what was Jesus doing, Pastor? He was walking through there. And the woman bumped up against him for a minute. And he stopped everything and said, who's that? Somebody touched me. Now, a lot of people touched Jesus that day.
Yeah. That's right.
But see, that was what you call a faith touch.
Yes.
Hey, hallelujah. Yes. See, when you, look, this woman, it had to be revealed to her. Sister, you've been on a faith walk.
All right now.
You already here. Yes. Because you are already walking right.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
But she had to hear it from the Messiah, Rapha, the healer.
Yeah, come on.
Jesus is the one who got down and beset Jesus greatly. Not her. He had to ask the question,
right.
Who was it who touched me? And the disciples said, what? What did say, brother? They said, look, all these people out here, Jesus, and you were. See, all of that right there was for us.
Amen.
That wasn't for that time.
That's right.
That was for us today.
That's right.
Yeah. Some of our blood in here is tainted.
Yes.
Yes.
Some of us in here are tainted.
Yes.
Don't you get it twisted. Just because you're sitting up in here, don't mean you please of God.
That's right.
Yes.
Just because you're on the altar board, trustee board. Ain't no pulpit here. On the stage!
Yes.
Come on now.
Come on now.
What are you standing for?
Come on, man.
And what you left on me? I don't care. Who do you stand for?
That's right.
All right now.
Come on, bring it.
You know, some people just stand and they don't have no wisdom, no understanding, no counsel. No strength, no knowledge, don't have not one iota of reverent fear for the Almighty God.
Yes.
Yes.
But you'll stand down in that casino.
Yes.
Come on, God, talk. Come on now.
That pastor asked you to move that cup over there.
Yes.
I told the team. Oh, well, I'll have them stand later. But I told the team I'll come to Mississippi, not because of any other reason than to perform a spiritual colonoscopy.
Yes.
All right. Elbow.
If not even here physically, you got stuck up in your colon right now that you had you 8 years ago. It's in there right now. You need to be flushed out.
That's right. That's right.
Get out of there.
That's right.
Come on.
Elbow.
I'll come down there. Don't play with me. You got spiritual, demonic, fecal matter holding on to the walls.
Yes.
And you need to let Jesus in there and let it go.
Yeah.
Jump it. Stand right. Walk right. Stand right. Sit right. One of the biggest issues that faith believers today is standing with God against sin.
Right.
Amen.
Right. Right.
Who are you going to stand with God when your husband up in that house, you know, just doing his thing?
Amen.
You better stand.
When your wife doing her thing, you done. Because everybody knew where Big Mama stood.
Yes.
Yes. That's right.
She stood for Jesus.
Yes.
Yes.
Y'all just going to have to excuse me. I'm just
going to go in and let the Lord use you.
I'm going in. I don't care.
Go on in.
Come on, God.
Bring something out with you.
For 300 plus years, right here in this beautiful state of Mississippi and throughout this, the South, our ancestors who worked these cotton fields,
amen,
rice paddies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tobacco. They put tobacco up out of the field in South Carolina. You know what, Pastor? They stew it right.
Amen.
Well, no. Churches like this, they worship God in the cotton field along the Mississippi Riverbank.
Yes.
That's where they gave God the glory.
Yes.
They stood right. And the only reason I'm able to stand here today is because somebody stood right.
Yes.
Well, young lady is saying, she need to bless my heart. She's standing on the end. Wherever you are, I need a song from you. Spirit just told me. When, in 1970, December, Mary Carter walked outside her house, found me down there on her porch, and she said I was hollering. You understand, Mr. B. You know what that is.
Yes.
That was all about slavery. You know what I'm talking about. She was 76 years old. Took care of over 2,500 children over 67 years. And out of all those children, I'm the only one she kept.
That's right.
Yes.
For 35 years, I knew no one who had my blood.
That's right.
Who looked like me.
That's right.
Yes.
But you know, Jesus found me.
Yes.
In the administration office in high school. You know, the kids were coming up with their parents registering for school.
Yes.
You know, I was 17 years old. I was looking, dang, that boy looked just like his dad. That girl looked just like her mom. That boy walked like his dad. That boy got his dad's chin. And so the devil decided, Dr. Rachel, don't mess with Carter. Yeah. See, you don't know nobody look like you.
Amen.
Okay.
You have no relatives that look like you.
Yeah.
Until Michael Jr. was born in 2005. It's the first time I met him. There ain't no doubt about that. I don't need more Polish for that. I don't need no cats. That little nigga didn't look like me.
No. No.
But until he was born, I never saw anybody.
Right.
Physically, that looked like me. So Jesus had to take me to the side. After the devil thought he got through with me, Jesus said to me, when you look on those with compassion, your eyes are just like mine.
All right.
When you can hear the calls of those who are in captivity, your ears are shaped just like mine. When your heart goes out to those who are in pain, your heart beats and kicks with mine.
Yes.
Don't worry about your blood type.
Yes.
Because if you went to the fountain, filled with his blood, drawn from his veins, we have the same blood type.
Yes.
You know what? You know what that is? That's Christ standing powerful in my life, showing me what it means as a father, man of God, how I must stand. So every last one of you in here, you're going to run into somebody who needs you to lift them up.
Amen.
And uplift them.
Yeah.
But if you raggedy, you dragging your feet, you ain't doing what you're supposed to be doing according to your talents and according to your gifts, you're not standing right, that is a sin of omission.
Yes.
Yes.
Because you're not walking and standing right.
Yes.
This is more of a pastoral sermon. And the reason is because I've worked in transitional housing and ministry for people. And they know, they call me Reverend Untwister.
Amen.
Reverend Untwister.
Come on now.
That means they bring me people who get it twisted.
Yeah.
And it is my job to use God's way to untwist that mess up there.
Yes.
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 Yesterday we was in Memphis and I got tired up. The girl that was over the Black Wall Street in Memphis, she didn't want to do her job. Gave her plenty of time. Patient, I'm patient with people. I don't rush for them.
Amen.
But 18 months is long enough to put together a board right here.
Yes.
I sent her a text, told her we was here. The whole team. She tells me she is. I say, sister, we done came 2,100 miles from California. That is all in Chicago, and you can't fellowship. So the Lord fired her before I even knew it. You know, like Saul, you know, he was fired and didn't know it.
Right, right, right. right. He ain't know.
Yes. So the Lord said, Pastor, to get me some babies.
Amen.
From 10 to, what did I say, 18?
17.
So the taller, Sister Taller, I asked, because she got up, she started talking. Turns out, I didn't even know it at the time, this young girl received $4.3 million in scholarship offers.
Yes.
Did you?
Yes.
And I asked, I said, do you want to serve as president for Black? We never had an all-teenage board of directors ever. I said, tired of you old folk.
Yeah.
And see, God, I don't want to preach that. We don't let these old people. God was going to pass the adults to get to the babies.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Do you hear me?
Yes.
Now, my niece down here, stand up, baby. Stand up. She's 14 years old. She is the president of Black Wall Street Dallas. Hey, stop. I ain't done. Save your calls. There's more to it. She is on the global membership committee for Black Wall Street Global. I ain't done. She's the secretary for the Southern Region Advisory Board. I'm not done. At 14 years old, she already graduated high school. Now give us some love.
Hallelujah.
I ain't waking you up, Billy.
Hallelujah.
Our ancestors, they labored, they sacrificed.
Yeah.
I don't need this thing. They died for you and I.
Mm-hmm.
So that we would have the opportunity to walk right.
That's right.
Yes.
The time is come. Yes. Help is here. Ain't no more of this. Jesus will work it out. I don't believe that.
Yes. Yes.
You know what I believe?
Already.
What? Who said that? Who said that?
Already.
Hit you. Hit already.
Already.
Somebody in here got cancer. I don't know who you are, but you in here. Guess what? You already here.
Already.
Amen.
Rock for Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Wretches in your body, grabs hold to that cancerous cell, and what he does is that he preaches to it.
Yes.
Yes.
Say, listen here.
You command.
Then he, what he do? He prophesies to the healthy cell.
Yes.
Listen, that cancerous cell, that one over there, don't worry, ain't gonna touch you. That's Rapha Jesus.
Yes.
The healer. Now that's for your physical body.
Yes.
Now what you need is Macadesia. Anybody know who he is? That's the sanctifier.
Yeah.
He's the one who washes your stank soul.
Yeah.
Yes.
You got a stank soul?
Yeah.
I want you to be all sanctified.
Come on, come on.
You ain't always been right.
Yes.
But how you feel?
Yes.
Or what you think? It's all about what God knew, not what you know.
Come on.
Before you know anything, knew anything, he already knew.
Amen.
He planned it.
Yes.
He made it that way.
Yes.
And when it comes to our babies, anybody who's under, I guess, 15, her age, you know, my baby's age. Well, my son, my oldest one, 21. Anybody that age to me is a baby. Spiritual.
Yes. Amen.
He said, ain't that babies? No. I'm not talking about the physical. Spiritual. Mm-hmm. And so we've got, if folk are going to move from milk, help me, preacher. Uh-huh. To meet.
Come on.
We got to stand right around them.
Yes.
That's right.
Glory. Yeah.
Yes. That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Come on,
Amen.
Come on, Diamond. Right. See, I'm not about putting on no show. You want a show, go somewhere else.
Yes.
That's right.
You ain't got time for that.
That's right.
You need to be delivered.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
You need to be set free.
Yes, sir.
Come
yes.
on.
You need to be saved
yes.
by the Savior.
Come on.
Yes.
Yes.
Because see, that when you're with the Lord, when you're in his host, when you're with God, there is no compromising.
Yes. Right.
There is no changing how you feel about God because you know how good he's been to you.
Yes. Yes. That's right. Yes.
When I think of his goodness.
Yes.
And all that he's done for me.
Yes.
My soul cries out. My soul gets happy.
Yes.
You got to understand something.
Yes.
When you run it for Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Oh, you run it for somebody.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Right, man. Uh-huh.
Yes.
When you run it for Jesus.
Yes.
Devil is a liar.
Yes. Mm.
Yes. Yes.
Devil will have you thinking you out of order, wrong.
Right.
In other words, he'll take order and make it look like disorder, and take disorder and look how the hell. How you gonna have two ashen niggas marrying each other?
All right.
Ain't no understanding with that.
Come on. Yes.
You out of order.
Yes. Order.
Two women looking like me and walking down the street all up.
Come on.
I had to check her sister one time. She looked like a man, Doc. And overalls, hat, you know, and the boots. I walked up to her. I said, sister, you are a woman.
Yes.
Yes.
That's what God made you.
Yes.
That's what you are.
Amen.
Do you understand me?
Yes.
You are a female.
Yes.
All that you got going right there, he's not pleased. So therefore, you're not walking right. You're not standing right.
Yes. Yes.
Come on, Pastor.
Come on. Come on.
Now, the last part of this verse deals with in the biblical sense. The Hebrews and their revelation to immorality. The text deals with mockery. When you hear the word scornful, that's them gossiping niggas.
Come on, Pastor.
That's not even your disrespect, God. That's them gossiping folk keeping mess going in the house.
Come on, Pastor.
Put them out. Put them out. I will bring you a scorn, God. I will come through here with the niggas up out of this company. Don't you get it? Put them up. You don't come up in here with your hat.
You better go ahead and preach. You better preach. Now bring the notes.
You're coming here with your darkness.
Uh-huh.
Just like the Pharisees.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Huh? No, you ain't got the word. Some of y'all won't look me in my eyes. Huh?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Come on. You go on it.
Jesus had to make it clear.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
First of all, you're up in here trying to sell oxen.
Uh-huh.
Oxen represents the stubborn folk in the congregation.
Yes.
Come on.
The sheep represents those who are misled. So let me just share something with you. Here in Grace Tabernacle, there will not be many Grace Tabernacles. Click over here. Click over there. Click over here. I'll bring you a sword, Pastor. Wait a minute. Then watch this. Then you got the anointed. Like this man right here. He anointed all day long.
Uh-huh.
He need to humble himself a little bit more, but he's anointed. Are you listening to me?
You better
but
preach.
But see what they do with the anointed.
You better preach.
But they do with the anointed and they put them in cages.
Yes.
See, back in those days, the Pharisees, when they sold animals on the Passover, they would put them in cages and set them on the table. See, the doves represented those who had money. See, they bought sacrifices based on their income.
Yeah.
And so the anointed represents those who in the church are looked at something wrong with her. Why is she always jumping up
come
and
on.
Down? Why is she always singing? Why is she always praying? We got to do something with her. Put over there in that committee. Put her over there in that
committee.
Well, are you not? You better not constrict.
Yes.
The anointed.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
You don't tell God what to do.
Yes.
You know how many people got that God killed that thought they was helping him? Tell him, Peter, all that because you are. God told him not to. What did he do? He stole it and then he died.
Yes.
You gonna do it God's way or no way?
Yes.
All right, Pastor.
Do you understand this?
Come on now.
If you in this building right now and you mean this ministry no good, I'm asking you to leave.
Yes.
I don't care who you are. get beat
right now.
I'm exercising a demon
right now.
You ain't here
right now.
You got to go
right now.
I bind you in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
Now.
You know, Apostle Paul, God had to lock him up. Because see, them church folk in the churches, they was pissing him off on me today. But they really was. Colossus, Galatia, Philippi. They were going diametrically opposed to what Paul, what Jesus taught Paul and what Paul was teaching the people.
Yes.
But God had to lock Paul up because after all that, he had a career of killing folk.
Come on.
Yeah, so can you imagine? If Christians not doing what God say in the church, they're doing their own thing, got their own agenda.
Uh-huh.
You know, brother, oftentimes the hardest times for me in the church, because you got sisters coming in with rollover.
Come on.
Rollover is when they went to the club last night, they changed their clothes.
Come on.
They just can't stay in the church and got skirts up to here and got to learn to say,
come on.
Not in grace.
Come on.
This is my brother. That's my sister. This is the ministry that gave them. And I will come back up in here.
Yes.
And give you a cold spirit of going not to be elbows and knees.
Coast to coast. Hallelujah. Coast to coast.
Hallelujah. Somebody needs to be saved in here.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yeah. Somebody needs to be saved. You ain't right there. Yeah. And you've been playing with your salvation all these years. God is trying to get to you.
Yes.
Yes. And I see too many babies in here.
Yes.
That need to see real men and women of God.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
They need to see somebody standing, walking right.
Yes.
They need to see somebody standing right.
Yes.
Look at all them babies over there.
Yes.
Don't get it twisted on my national whatever. I'm a national servant. Don't go by that federal president crap.
Yes.
You children belong to me now.
Hallelujah.
Right. You understand me? Your pastor is my brother.
All
now, right. I ain't have to meet him. I met his spirit.
Yes.
His spirit and our kindred. You understand that?
Yes. Word.
If you're going to do this ministry and obey God, it's going to be out this group. In fact, this is just going to be a family center or a meeting for one auxiliary. We're going to have...
Get empty.
Doc.
Go on and get empty.
Doc.